second, guys.
All right, Angela, one second, she said.
That's it?
Angela said one second.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, so I can start my notes and I don't have to. Oh.
He got it, just possessed, so he didn't get here early enough.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call to order regular scheduled meeting of the Medina Township Trustees. The date is July 11, 2019. The time now is 7:01 PM. Can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Stumper?
Here.
Mr. Lattis?
Here.
This time, everybody, Ken's absent. This time, everybody stand for a pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time, can we take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders? Thank you. First item on the agenda is the supplemental appropriations. This time I'd like to put forth the following resolution number 07112019-021 to approve the supplemental appropriations dated July 11, 2019 and incorporate this one-page document by reference.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stumper?
Aye.
Mr. Lattis?
Aye.
Next item is purchase orders and training requests. Do you have any?
I do. Make a motion to accept purchase order request. Department is police for North Gateway Tire for the amount of $3,210.49 for repairs to car 8.
Second. Discussion?
Hopefully it won't be this much. That was on the high side. Once they get in there, they're hoping it's a lesser cost of repair. So.
Roll call.
Mr. Lattis?
Aye.
Mr. Stumper?
Aye.
I have another motion to accept purchase order request. The vendor is Ohio Association of Chiefs of Police. It's for a one-year annual membership renewal for Chief Colonius, and the total is $195.
Second.
Any discussion?
Discussion? I don't have any. Roll call.
Mr. Lattis?
Aye.
Mr. Stumper?
Aye.
Next one is for Axon Enterprises, the vendor. It's for 4 tactical battery packs for tasers. The cost is $260.
Second. Discussion.
Mr. Lattis?
Aye.
Mr. Stumper?
Aye.
And the last one, the vendor is IACP.net. It's for a one-year subscription service. Cost is $275.
Second.
Chief, what was that one for?
That's the International Association of Chiefs of Police Computer Subscription Service. It's policy making, grant opportunities, training, employment.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Mr. Lattis?
Aye.
Mr. Stumper?
Aye. I don't have any.
Real quick before we... So, Chief, I believe we had just over $3,500 left in that repairs and maintenance line.
Yes, 36.
Yeah, so if this is the full amount, I'm just making sure, can you make due till the next meeting as far as, you know, just the regular, like, oil changes and stuff, or do we need to look at...
Based on what I know now, I'll say yes.
Okay.
They don't have anything pending.
Okay.
No known brake problems, tire issues.
Okay, because yeah, I mean, there was like maybe $5, $7, something like that. There was nothing left to appropriate even.
As far as I know, the fleet is in good shape except for car 8.
Okay, okay, great. But we should look at that before the next meeting.
Yep.
And decide where we want to.
That's what I said, if we look at those other two ones.
Perfect.
Good.
Yep.
Next on the agenda is approval of accounts payable. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 7/11/2019. Check number 30196 through 30228. Total amount $95,277.24.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next up, approval of payroll. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll. Check number...
There won't be check number.
Oh.
Just date.
For a date. July 12th, 2019. Total amount's going to be $45,366.27 with $8,761.92 in withholdings.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Like, the monthly reports, the status and the fund and revenue can go together if you want. All of them can be done at the same time, but, or you can split it up. It's just, it's the reports I give you guys.
Okay. This time, I'd like to make a motion to approve appropriation status dated 7/11/2019. It's a 12-page document as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
This time, I make a motion to approve the monthly revenue status. This is as of 6/30/2019. Incorporate six-page document.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
And at this time, I'll also make a motion to approve the fund status, monthly fund status. And this is dated as of 7/11/2019. It's a one-page document.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next on the agenda, this time, I'd like to make a motion to put forth the following resolution. Number 07112019-022 to approve the 2020 tax budget and incorporate this 23-page document by reference.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Next on the agenda, department head comments. Elaine?
No, nothing.
Chief Colonius?
No, sir.
Chief Maynor?
Just that we did complete all the fire hydrant maintenance about 3 weeks ago. So we're compiling the final list. I'll go to the county for any service or repair work that's needed on.
Okay. Truck's good to go too?
Yeah. We had engine seven out at Pierce. Had brake issues at front end. Now they're rebuilding the steering gear box. So that's in the shop. We'll probably be there for 3 or 4 days. Other than that, we'll be fine.
Okay. Denny?
We started our paving project today for 2019. It'll be done by end of next week.
And everything's up on Hood Road and all that? Good to go?
Yep, all the barrier walls up and the signage is up.
Okay. Next on the agenda, there's...
Actually, let's talk about this now if you don't mind. So there's a couple things. For Road and Bridge, Denny and Jeff worked on a total. And we talked about this last week or last meeting. If you remember, Mike, you missed it, but that we had not appropriated enough for the security deposit refunds and rainouts. That comes from the same appropriation account. And just with all the rain we've got, we're quite a bit shy. And this is not a set in stone number, right? It's still, we could still have...
Yeah, so that's probably a little bit high, hopefully.
Okay.
You know, so...
So the total I have here between the rainouts, tournaments, what is that? Is that...
That's more money, you know, so that's...
I'm saying, are these refunds for the tournaments? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So the total that Jeff had come up with was $8,620. And I believe we have appropriated $5,000, $4,000.
Yeah, we did. We got it $5,000.
Just printed out on little paper today, so I can't read. $5,000. So we need to move at least another 3620.
But that's as of right now. That's not the rest of the season. Danny, how much longer do they have? Another month?
I'm going to go to October.
All right, so we still have a ways.
And we did, I don't know if you remember last year, we did several differently. I'd rather do it at
right.
once. What we could do is, I mean, we can move maybe another 5,000.
I think I would.
And then if we have to, after the season's completely over and if we need that money, we can then do another appropriation. But I would like to get it done just because we've already refunded some of the money. And what did I just do with that page? I'm like, oh, isn't it? So if they start rolling in, I won't be able to, because I'm going to have to,
right.
we have to do this, then open a blanket to cover them. So I could have this ready for the actual supplemental appropriation ready for the next meeting. And then once it's approved, right after that, I can open the blanket, and that way, as they roll in.
That's fine.
Yeah, the games actually go to October, Mike, but we can start giving money back here as soon as
right.
the regular baseball's over, yeah.
Yeah. So we just need to decide, Denny, did you take a look at anything and see where you think we could move from? Did you have any ideas?
I haven't had a chance today, no.
Okay.
I just got that today.
Maybe professional technical for the time being.
Yeah, that should work.
We have just over 17,000 unencumbered, so
yeah.
Like I said, we can move it back at the end of, that'll be due at 12. Is that
yeah.
doable? Okay. So I'll have that ready for the next
meeting. Thank you.
And then I did want to talk about the tax budget for a moment. First of all, I want to thank the two of you for being on top of that. Trustee DeMichael had reached out to me asking a week before the budget was due, asking for a document that didn't exist. He was told that immediately. And then on the deadline, I got that same request, and you two were also asked for that same document that didn't exist. He never did end up getting in the budget numbers. Mike, thank you for offering. Mark, thank you for doing it with Demi and I. The one thing I do want to be sure of is, I guess he seems to not know where records are kept here. And part of my, when I ran for fiscal officer, part of what I ran on was complete transparency. So I want to make sure that the two of you primarily do know that all documents are available here. Is that, is there, there's no confusion there, right?
I've never had an issue getting.
I'm asking you to, yeah, I don't want you to speak for him.
Yeah, I've never had an issue getting what I needed.
And more importantly, the public, anything that, if anyone has any questions ever, everything is available. Most things now are attached in the minutes also, where you can access it right online. That wasn't always done, but they are in our minute books and in files, so they can be found in two different places. Nick knows where the majority of everything is, and Pam is learning. So, but I just want to make sure that there's no question that these reports are available and not being withheld from anybody, but a document that doesn't exist cannot be sent. So I just want to make that clear. That's good.
All right. Nothing under old business. New business is a liquor license. Chief, you had a chance to review this liquor license?
I have not.
I believe
it's for Timber Lodge.
Be happy to look at it right now if you'd like.
Generally, what we do is it's just, if you haven't had any problems.
We don't have problems out there.
That's, we've, this year, we've done this every year, so I don't think if there's been no new problems, we shouldn't have any issue with.
All right, then at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve liquor request license for the LMZ Restaurant Group, doing business as Timber Lodge on 2809 Pearl Road. This is for the actual building and the porch, located in Medina, Ohio, 44256.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Did you?
Oh, you're supposed to do this too, I think, Angela.
I don't, yeah, I decided, but I thought there was something that you had to, actually waive the hearing. Make a motion. I believe that's what we've always, you didn't say that in this motion. I think just to be safe.
All right, I'll amend my motion.
Or just make a new one to waive the hearing for it as well.
Okay, well, I'll make a new motion.
Well, let's vote on this one.
Okay, you want, roll call?
I think you did, I'm sorry.
Did we?
No, I don't know.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we did, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right, this time, I'd like to make a motion then to waive the hearing for the liquor license for LMZ Restaurant Group, doing business as Timber Lodge at the address of 2809 Pearl Road. This is for the building and the porch area, located in Medina, Ohio.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Aye.
You have anything, Mark, before we go to public comment?
No.
This time, I'd like to open the floor up for public comment. That time, please raise your hand, state your name for the record, and then the floor will be yours.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
This time, the floor is open for public comment. Yep.
Tom Bohr, 3747 Watkins. A couple things. Number one, I'd like to thank Kenny Miller and his other arborist that trimmed the lilac bush so now we can see east coming out of Watkins Road on Fenn. It was getting pretty ugly. We appreciate that. First I thought it was the county, so you guys got a white truck now, huh? Tough to keep track of it. Second question of the Hood Road situation. We appreciate that we've at least opened it going east, going uphill, and wonder whether or not there's any consideration to putting in one of the automated traffic lights that would allow uphill traffic and downhill traffic on an alternate basis.
We discussed it with the engineer, and he thought because of the distance and the hill that it wasn't a recommendation for him to do that.
Okay. Having a personal interest in that, I don't live there, but my children do, in that area. You appreciate that if you can't get down there and get further down Route 3, then you get to come out of Waymouth either by going through the light at 71 in Hamilton, Old Waymouth and Hamilton, or risking your life at Remsen or Old Waymouth Road. And if we're not going to do anything else there, I would at least ask, is there any consideration with ODOT to put a light either at Remsen or Old Waymouth further south?
We can send a letter and they'll do a study. We can certainly draft a letter and I'm sure there's one on file, but request them to do a study at those two intersections. They base it off of past accidents and all that.
There was another doozy there yesterday, Tuesday afternoon, I think.
But we can send that letter.
At South Waymouth.
Well, I'll look at both, I mean.
Appreciate it. And last but not least, and some of you know me well enough that you won't laugh too hard, but can I park my motorhome over at the police station parking lot? It seems that the Chevrolet dealership has four cars parked there all the time. Do we have an agreement with them to understand use of our property or are they just there for convenience?
That is not the Chevy dealership, first of all, and I'll let Chief Colonius.
Okay.
It's not the Chevy dealership, although they are Chevys and they are new ish. The previous chief had allowed this gentleman, who is a representative of Chevrolet, to leave the cars there. I have contacted him through his drivers. They appear I could show up to swap them out, but he has not yet returned my phone calls. I've already attempted to make contact and when I start towing cars, perhaps that'll be the, he'll get the idea that he needs to call me. But I'm trying not to resort to that, so.
Is there agreement for use or is it just?
Not for me. It was up to me. I'd like to have them go on.
I meant for the township.
No, not that
I'm aware of either.
It was an agreement.
They're paying a butt flower out in order to, they've been there.
The former chief and whoever.
I understand. I travel there quite often. They are all four Chevys.
Yes.
I just assumed that's what they were.
No, they have dealer plates.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? Chief Painter?
Bob Painter, 4041 Huffman. They just recently did a drain pipe in front of my house. They had opened up the 36-inch line and the culvert and manhole and all that. And I just want to compliment Denny on his crew. They did an outstanding job, fast, professional, and hardly you tell they were in there. Got to get the rest of the public to understand what road closed means, but they did a great job. I just wanted to thank them for it. Thank you.
Anyone else? This time I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Anything else? Mark?
I don't.
Angela, anything else?
I don't believe so.
This time I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolper?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
This time we're adjourned at 7:24 PM.
You're out of schedule.